WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump said today his envoy's talks with Russia's president were very productive.
We're having very serious talks right now about getting out of Ukraine, getting it settled, getting it ended.
Trump spoke to allies in Europe about the potential. He was asked by reporters if there might be a summit with the Russian and Ukrainian presidents.
There's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
In the meantime, he's ramping up the economic pressure, imposing new tariffs on India for buying Russian oil. Asked about China.
It may happen. I mean, I don't know. I can't tell you yet, but we did it with India. We're doing it probably with a couple of others. One of them could be China.
Trump had set a deadline of tomorrow for Vladimir Putin to come to some sort of agreement on Ukraine. Asked if he was hopeful about ending the fighting, Trump said, "I've been disappointed before." CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's still time to get into the water this summer for some swimming fun. But with an estimated 4,000 fatal drownings that happen each year in the U.S., it's important to understand that drowning doesn't look like you think it does.
It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley, trauma registrar at Aspirus Health and team leader of the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He says a drowning person likely won't be able to yell or wave for help.
They can't breathe, so they can't make noise. So they're not going to be screaming like we think that they are.
Fraley explains that a person who is drowning is usually in an upright position, but not able to keep their head high enough to keep their mouth above the water.
The most that you probably noticed was that the person's just not connected to anything. You know, they may be looking in the wrong direction. They don't seem like they're focused on anything. Maybe their eyes are closed. Maybe their head is tilted back, trying to gasp for air, but they're not able to interact or even really kind of understand what's going on.
It's important to act quickly when someone is in distress. Fraley says you only have about 20 to 60 seconds before they slip underneath the water, but it's also important to not put yourself at risk.
You don't want to get, you know, too close to the person so that they grab onto you and pull you down. You want to try and get behind them. First and foremost, you want to go out there with some sort of a device that they can grab onto instead of grabbing onto you.
Acting quickly can help prevent a tragedy, but the rescuer shouldn't put themselves at risk. Public beaches and pools usually have designated rescue equipment. Knowing where rescue aids are located can help save valuable time in a drowning emergency. And knowing what to look for and how quickly drowning can happen can help save lives. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers take on the Braves for game 3 of their series in Atlanta. The Brewers with a 7-2 victory last night, their fifth win in a row. Pat Murphy.
You really have to be disciplined right now. More than ever before, we got to be disciplined. It's how we play and the mindset we're in when we play, because circumstances say ball could have bounced the other way and we're not, those numbers aren't there. You know, you have to just be consistent in how you prepare and be attached to your process, not your results.
NFL, he's slated to be their starting defensive back to replace Jair Alexander, but Nate Hobbs will miss all of the preseason games after having knee surgery over the weekend. It happened last Thursday in practice.
I'm just happy that it wasn't nothing more serious.
Was it meniscus?
It was a meniscus.
Okay, and right knee, I assume.
Right knee, yes, sir. I'm committed, as I say I am.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, maybe a storm late, and lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, few showers and storms, heating up, highs up into the mid-80s. Hot and humid Friday, mostly sunny, highs within a few degrees of 90, currently 81 degrees.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination.
our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Lou Anne Bird will talk about Congressman Brian Stiles' recent town hall and calling him out for supporting Trump's big cuts to health care.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes a penny saved isn't jack sh**, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. I believe in saving everything. Save your pennies, folks. The way things are going, you might need them. Welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. This is the night that I have come to know is the night you cannot find parking in downtown Green Bay because of the farmer's market. And so it's a little crazy here downtown. I was running a little bit behind today, and I'm not going to be honest. I'm just going to be forthright and tell you guys I'm in kind of a bad mood. And a lot of it is because of my fellow human beings who don't know how to drive on the highway. The swear words coming out of my mouth, I surprised even myself. And I'm not proud of it, but oh my gosh, learn how to drive on a four-lane highway, the two-lane system, Conrad, the passing lane, the concept of the passing lane. I think the right lane is the slow lane, the left lane is the just take a country drive lane. So I'm dealing with that, folks. But now I'm here. I'm happy. I'm on the air. We're going to have a great show tonight. I'm going to shake these Highway 41 blues. I will say this. I don't get upset. I get upset, but I don't tailgate. I still keep my distance. I just kind of curse. I calmly curse. And sometimes though, it will get into my head that I think people are doing this just to mess with me. And that's not right. That's how conspiracy theorists are born. So I did keep my cool, but oh my gosh, I am surprised. I was like making up swear words. We should do a swear word question again because that was fun when we did it last time.
That was.
We'll have to do that because I got some new ones I want to spring. Fun night here tonight on Nightlight, folks. We are in the middle of the week. One of our, I don't want to say last summer weeks, but we're in August. And I noticed, you know, it's depressing. Last night I was driving home. And it seemed like up until last week, I was getting home and it was still light out. It's about an hour drive. This week, all week, I've noticed about 8:40, it's pretty dark. And it's not just dark, because dark is easy to drive in. Light and dark are fine. It's that hazy dusk when you can't see as well and your lights don't really do much. So I've noticed that. So that kind of depressed me a little bit. I'm like, I guess summer is winding down. But
You got to enjoy the days because, you know, it's going to be winter and
I know.
We're not going to like it then. So you got to enjoy it.
I'll take my 40 minutes of daylight on the way home. It's just going to dwindle with each passing day, but that's okay. We are here to talk about things that make us happy. So let's jump right into that, folks. Great show tonight. My pal Craig Anthony Knitt is here. He is a local, I should say a Northeast Wisconsin filmmaker, and he is fresh off a visit to Comic-Con in San Diego. So we'll get Craig's, we'll get the straight dope on what happened at Comic-Con. Last year, do you remember last year he went and he took a picture with Tom Lennon and they sent it to me, which is cool. And then Tom was on the show shortly after, but they bumped into each other there. That was kind of fun. So we'll talk to Craig at 6:35. He's in studio. And then we have another in studio guest, repping Northeast Wisconsin tonight on Nightlight. Singer-songwriter DeAndra Marie will be here performing live in the studio and talking about a show she has coming up I believe it's this Saturday here in Green Bay. So we'll tell you all about that and where you can hear Deandra Marie live. She's so much fun, a lovely personality, and an even more lovely singing voice. She'll be here in studio as well. She and Craig are going to cross paths. Have you noticed that? There's no time. It's very short. I don't know. Hopefully Deandra has not brought an 8-piece orchestra with her. I think it's probably just a guitar or her keyboard.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out. Do you know?
Not sure yet. Okay. It's a surprise.
A surprise. It's always fun to have surprises in the middle of your radio show.
Yeah.
So that's the show tonight, folks. We got a fun question. Lots to talk about. I saw this. This made me really laugh. It's in my beats for tomorrow, my Hollywood beats I do here at Civic Media that you can hear at the bottom of the hour. Apparently, this is a thing. Wolves, as you may or may not know, Conrad, go after cattle, and they can mm-hmm. eat cattle. So the Department of Agriculture, U.S. Department of Ag, as it were, plays loud gunshots and fireworks and firecrackers and all that to keep wolves away. And now they've added part of a movie that you might remember from 2019, a Best Picture nominee called Marriage Story. And they put clips of actors Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson arguing and yelling at each other to keep the wolves away.
Hmm.
To literally keep the wolves away. I say, just put on a Rob Schneider movie and wolves and cattle will not off quickly.
You can do it.
Now, that didn't insult you. I know you're a Sandler fan.
No, no.
But you've got no love for
Rob Schneider. He has some bad movies.
He was a good stand-up. Back in the 80s, he was on the HBO Young Comedian special, and he was very funny. I was a fan of his stand-up for a long time. He's gotten kind of weird, but his movies just aren't that good.
He has a new stand-up, I believe, on Prime or something like that. I haven't checked out.
It's all political, though, right?
I'm not totally sure.
Pretty sure. A lot of it's political. And he sees there's an audience there for that. So I think all of a sudden he like pivoted, which was weird. And I've seen other people do that too, whether they're like YouTube influencers or Twitter people that I know who are comedians. I'm like, wait a minute. He doesn't really, that's not, but whatever, you know, there's an audience. If you can make some money, it's a capitalism at its finest. But I thought that was interesting. Marriage Story. And I don't remember the arguing being that overt in that. I mean, it was hard to watch at times because there was tension, but I don't remember putting on two actors arguing to keep wolves away. What else did I got a lot of stuff here. Tulsa King. Do you watch it?
No.
Sylvester Stallone?
Okay. I saw like a clip of it on TikTok and I don't know. It didn't interest me.
I did watch the first season. It's a guilty pleasure. It's not a good show. Stallone is just getting to be a caricature of himself. He's kind of like 75 now. Still jacked, which is roids. No one looks like that without steroids. But they're getting a season 3 that drops on September 21st. And here's something interesting. Okay, the other day, on Monday, I came down early and I went to see Naked Gun at, was it Marcus East?
Yeah, if it was Stadium, that's Marcus East.
Over there by your hood, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get, David Zucker and Jerry Zucker are native Wisconsinites. They wrote the original with another, with a Minnesotan named Pat Proft. And I've tried to have Pat on the show. Pat and I are Facebook friends. We don't know each other, but I'm a huge fan of Pat. I grew up in those movies, Hot Shots, Naked Gun, Airplane. And I try, and Pat always, I don't think he's really into being on the radio, but he always, even though he doesn't know me, he responds and he writes something funny. So today, oh, you have my phone. I can't read it. I asked him, I said, I would love to get you on the show and talk about Naked Gun or just some of the things you've done in a Facebook message. And he writes back, very possibly. How's that for a non-committal answer? And I just wrote back, top notch, Pat. But I would love to get him on because Hot Shots, Naked Gun, and Airplane are three of my favorite movies, comedies of all time. And one of those he wasn't involved with. He might have been involved in Top Secret and not Hot Shots. I can't remember. But I did reach out to, guess who David Zucker's agent is, by the way? It's a scene. He's a guy from a kid's movie. That's a very famous kid's movie. And he was a kind of a very memorable character from the movie. And he's now an entertainment lawyer.
Who? I know. I think I read this, but I forgot. So who is it?
I might have spoken about it on the show. I've met him once. He was friends with the head writer at Sports Soup when I was on the staff, the writing staff and performing staff at Sports Soup. His name is Jeff Cohen, and he was He was in the Goonies as Chunk.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So yeah. Yep.
He's not a chunk anymore either. The guy's like a lean, mean fight machine. Yeah, he's a really cool look. But I did reach out to him today to try to get David Zucker on the show. I would love to talk to him about his movies and Pat Proft. I don't know if they're still friends or not, but I did laugh at Pat's response. So let's, before we talk about, well, I'm going to save that because that's a good tease. See in radio, Conrad, I'm trying to be better with my teases.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
All right. So we will... right now, before, without further ado, folks, we're going to talk about how we spend our money. That's right. A little finance talk here at Nightlight. It's time for our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What do you waste money on? I saw this article recently and it bothers me. I can't find it. I want to say it was in Business Insider, but they did one of those things where they list all the things people waste money on. And it was a lot of the stuff you thought, you know, lattes and credit card fees and all that kind of stuff. But that is our question of the night. What do you waste money on? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the Civic Media app, folks. Or text us if you're watching the radio on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, or X, Twitter. Give us a like or follow if you're there. We'd love to hear from you guys. It's great to have a little support. And text us what you waste money on. I will read your text on the radio, and we'll have some fun with that. I saw, do you have the social media responses? Because there were some good ones. What was yours?
Well, it's two. I would say one I put on was... I do spend a lot of money on like protein bars.
Yeah.
Cause I mean like they're fixed at like Candy Fix.
I know.
They are good. And when you find the right one, which I did, and they're called Barbell.
That's the name of the protein bar?
Barbell Protein. And they Brilliant. Have a bunch of different flavors.
Okay.
But they're so expensive.
How much for one bar?
For one bar? Yeah. If you go to like, you know, Festival or GNC, it's like, you know, $4 or $5 for one
per bar. Yeah. And how many do you eat a day?
Well, I bought three of them last week and they're gone. So,
okay. That's a good one. For me, it's DoorDash.
Yeah.
I don't want to. And here's the deal. I live in a small town. Marinette has like 11,000 people in it. It connected more or less to Menominee, Michigan, same size roughly. So the area with Pesha goes about 25,000 people. For whatever reason, it takes me forever to get places in this small town. And if I want to go to like Jimmy John's, that's a 10-minute car ride and then back. Most of it's because where I live. I don't live right in town, but I live technically in the city limits. So I do DoorDash. I just want to keep working. I don't want to get in my car. And it bothers me because before DoorDash or Uber Eats or whatever you use, I would just factor that in. I'd get out of the house. It was great. And I'd go get a sandwich or whatever. But I would say DoorDash because... if I go to like, let's say Jimmy John's and I get a sandwich, chips, whatever, it's $15. Somehow I'm spending $35 with tip on DoorDash. That is an absolute waste of money. And just saying it now, I'm mad at myself. So I don't do it often, a couple times a week, but I would love to not have to do that anymore.
You know, there's a quick fix. Uninstall Absolutely. It.
Well, here's the problem, Mr. Smarty Pants. I've done that.
Yeah.
And then the next week, I'm like, ah, damn it. And then I activate the app again. It takes about 4 seconds. So it needs to be a little more of a pain in the butt for me to do that, for me to not use DoorDash.
Yeah, I mean, I when I went to school in Milwaukee, I'd use it all the time. Even though I could walk to any of the stores that I could get food from. So I did it too.
And here's the thing, like actually Jimmy John's has their own app, but DoorDash I use for other stuff. I'm just using that as an example. I have a friend who said his daughter racked up like $500 of Ubers in 2 weeks.
Oh,
in
wow.
Chicago, a college student.
Oh, and that's just Uber or Uber
that's
Eats?
Just Uber. That's her and whatever. You want to do that after hours, but man, if that's how you're getting around, that's going to add up quickly, too. But what do you waste money on, folks? Let us know, and then I'm going to come back in just a minute and tell you about a really disgusting new smoothie flavor. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Mikusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Test, test. Okay, test. Hello and welcome in to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas and glad to have you along the road for the home finale here from Witter Field. Man, it has been a phenomenal season, day in and day out, to get to call these games one final time here at Witter Field before the end of the season. And, well, the season hasn't quite gone the Rafters' way this time around, but trying to finish it on a strong note. And yesterday, they certainly did so with a big win on the road at Green Bay. The Rafters heading into this game against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. It's the final home game of the season, and already an incredible atmosphere here in Wisconsin Rapids. Plenty of fans already in the stadium and ready to get things rolling along. And taking a look back at last game, the Rafters, a 12-8 victory over the Green Bay Rockers. Landon Gaz had two home runs in the game, part of a 6-RBI night for him where he went 3-for-5 from the plate. What an explosive game from Gaz. And then Tristan Krusenberry earned the win as well with a 5-inning start where he allowed just the 3 runs to come across, and all those were in his final inning of action. Taking a look at the pitching matchup for today's game, Kenny Schultz, the left-hander, takes the mound for his final home start of the season, and hoping that his strong story will continue as he's pitched well here at Witter Field. He'll be taking on the righty Noah Chubb, who hasn't quite had the same success this year as last year, but he's still been a quality pitcher, and he's had some good performances this year. We'll break them down a little bit more later on the pregame show, but coming up next on the pregame show, it's the pregame interview, and Tristan Krusenberry joins us on the show to talk about his season and how it's kind of turned around, and also just about the end of the season as it closes down and what it's like to play in front of this home crowd one more time on the year. All of that comes up next, and then starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown to follow here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hello and welcome back into the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters pregame show. And back here at Witter Field for one final time this season, I'm joined by Tristan Krusenberry, one of the Rafters starters near the end of the season and also a guy who's made a couple appearances out of the bullpen through the year. Second time on the pregame interview for you, and glad to have you along, Tristan. How are you feeling today?
Well, I'm great. I'm excited to be here. I'm looking forward to this last home game, but hopefully we win the game.
Yeah, hopefully so. But, you know, regardless, win or loss, I think it's going to be a meaningful game for a lot of people here. You know, last home game, last game you get to play in front of the home crowd. And not just for you, but for a lot of the other guys, how's everyone kind of feeling as this final home game comes up on us?
I mean, like, the last home game, apparently, like, this game's close to, like, sold out, which is, like, an awesome feeling. You know, we definitely need that kind of supports. And definitely, you know, help us out, like, to play a little bit harder. You know, we definitely want to bring a win to the fans, just to enjoy, just end the season storm with the win.
Well, the reason I'm wanting to talk to you, obviously, you had a great game last time out. You went five innings, earned the win, your second win of the season. And along with that, you've been on a bit of a roll. But not just that, I mean, you've been kind of a fan favorite player here in front of the Wisconsin Rapids faithful. And what do the fans mean to you, and how does it feel to kind of pitch whenever you know that everyone's behind you?
I mean, I've always been a people person. I'm all about the community, and I love the people around this Wisconsin Rapids. That's why I knew that I had to come back for the sixth year in a row. And it's so much fun, you know, to be able to pitch for those guys, people, those fans. And I mean, yeah, they definitely, like, helped me, and knowing that they believe in me and helped me, you know, to believe in myself, knowing that they're not going to give up on me, so I'm not going to give up on myself as well. Because, you know, my first half is just a load of love, but going to the second half, I make it some changes, and it changed, you know, a whole lot better now. And now I'm going home with happy man. I'm really happy to go home than the first guy here. So I couldn't be more grateful for, you know, Coach Ziggy or Coach Spears give me an opportunity. And as well, you know, Coach Wobbles or Coach Manny, you know, help me on the way. Guys, you know, I'm coming off a stronger season this spring back in my school. But coming here, it's just a great opportunity for me to get better. And now, like I said, I'm going home happy because I got a lot better. And I'm grateful to be here to pitch for the most wonderful people in Rapids.
Well, I think it's been great having you on the mound, not just from your baseball production, but what you bring to the locker room as well. I mean, just being able to connect with all those guys in here. And throughout the season, I mean, you've been here since day number one. You've seen the locker room change from first half to second half, and really from the start of the second half to now, the team's entirely different as well. I mean, how has it been kind of just playing with so many different people this year, and kind of same with last year?
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, to be a leader. I'm trying to be, you know, the type of person that can rely on, you know, if they're in the end, then I'm there. I'm that guy. Knowing that, like, if you're going to go do a hard time, I'm always been a person that you can talk to. I'm such a, like I say, I'm a big people person, and I said, well, let them know, like, I'm always here for them. And that's why, like, I love to travel with the team on the road, even though, like, I'm not playing that game, but I'm not pitching that game, but I would be able to be there for the guys, keep the team together, keep it rolling. Yeah, I know we have a stronger season, but at the end of the day, we're making moments as a team together, and that's what matters most, because this game is supposed to be fun, not about business. And, you know, I'm trying to remind them, like, hey, anything is possible if you believe in yourself, and that's why I'm here, to help them, you know, just have fun.
And you mentioned the struggles this season obviously hasn't gone the way that you guys have wanted. But what would a win tonight mean to not just you, but to the team in total?
Oh, it would be amazing, especially like Coach Ziggy. You know, just his first year being head coach, second year being here as well. And, you know, that would be means a whole lot to Ziggy and every win, you know, because, you know, obviously we were hoping, you know, first year, have a successful first year. But, you know, it's always a room to grow. It's just how sports is. It's always room to grow. And I think Ziggy is on a good track because he's such a positive guy. And that's what I love about him. And he just does not give up on us. And that's why I thank Ziggy so much, because he gave me an opportunity to come back here. He gave me an opportunity to get better. And he never gave up on me. He always believed in me as well. He does that for other players as well. And that this man would be tremendous, huge. And for the Raptors.
Yeah, well, that's really all the questions that I've got. But obviously, you know, last home game of the season. Any final thoughts that you want to share here on the pregame interview?
Yeah, go Rats. And I'm so thankful to be here. And I'm looking forward to the win.
All right, well, looking forward to it as well. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Austin.
All right, once again, that was Tristan Krusenberry, Raptors pitcher, here on the Raptors pregame show. We're going to go ahead and step aside, and when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats: family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show, each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And it's time for Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in today and throughout the entire season. I'm Austin Thomas, your play-by-play radio broadcaster, and the Raptors getting ready to go here from Witter Field for one final time this season. They've got a couple more road games coming up. Tomorrow it's in Fond du Lac, and the final two games of the season, both at Wausau, who have been dominant at home, and they're going to be looking to continue it. But that coming up in just a little bit. And today, the Rafters hoping to keep a winning streak alive after winning just one game. But, hey, you got to start somewhere. They won yesterday night and trying to keep the momentum alive. Kenny Schultz on the mound. First pitch on the way. Gets a swing and a miss at 6:35 p.m. for first pitch here from Wisconsin Rapids. Leading things off, it's Tommy Guggins, the shortstop for the Dock Spiders. And Guggins, a right-handed hitter, taking on the lefty on the mound, Kenny Schultz. And the first pitch was a strike. The second one fouled away. So all of a sudden, an 0-2 count. And Kenny Schultz looking to show off the location here at home. He's been really good this season and trying to keep that rolling here in front of the Witterfield faithful as the pitch barely misses inside for ball number one to Tommy Guggins. Guggins will be followed by McCarthy and Chambeau due up in the top of the first. 1-2 the count to Tommy Guggins on the way. This one a flare out towards center field and not going to be able to make a catch on it. Running up and throwing the ball back in is River Lindsay, the Rafters starting center fielder today. A little bit of a defensive switch up. Jake Beauchesne in left field and River Lindsay back in center field. They were in opposite positions yesterday. Of course, they did have a collision in that game and maybe part of the reason why they wanted the defensive switch. But it brings up Reese McCarthy to the plate with a man on first and nobody out in the top of the first. Still tied at zero here in the Rafters home finale. First pitch on the way to McCarthy in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Reese McCarthy, a left-handed hitting DH today for the Dock Spiders. Has a man in front of him, and Guggins a good base runner, but not taking off yet. Grounder to third, and it goes under the legs of Peyton Bryant, a new third baseman who's a natural catcher and a tough one to play off the bat there. We'll see if he gets tagged for a error or not. I would assume it just goes in as a single, but it did go under the legs of Rafters third baseman Peyton Bryant. A couple of defensive switches on the infield as that one officially does go in as an E5. Not quite hit hard enough off the bat. And so with that, Tommy Guggins advances to second. And it brings up Quinn Chambeau with runners on first and second and nobody out in the top of the first. First pitch, a check swing. Did he go on the breaking ball? No, he didn't. Called for a ball as it missed low. 1-0 the count. And Quinn Chambeau up at the plate trying to pace this Fond du Lac offense. He's a right-handed hitting catcher. Got some good offense out of that catcher position. And Schultz fires home and misses low for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count. Behind Chambeau, you got James Hankerson. And Hankerson Jr., the right fielder, he is a dangerous hitter, not someone that the Rafters are looking forward to facing. But got to take care of Chambeau, who comes from Oklahoma State. And this one's laced into left field and gets down for a hit. They are sending Guggins around third. The throw coming in, it's cut off by Bryant. Throw back on the relay home is not in time. And it's an RBI single for Chambeau as Reese McCarthy will remain on second base. That's now three straight batters that have reached to start off the game for the Dock Spiders as the offense is moving here early on. Quinn Chambeau on first, Reese McCarthy on second, and Guggins just came home to score. It's 1-0 Fond du Lac in the top of the first inning, and it brings up the dangerous right-handed hitting James Hankerson Jr. with runners on first and second, and still nobody out in the top of the first. First pitch to Hankerson misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Hankerson, the right fielder, it's a righty-lefty matchup between him and Kenny Schultz. And Schultz, a former intern who became a starting pitcher for this team, but he's spent a little bit of time mixing up between the starting spot and the relief pitching corps as the check swing is held off on from Hankerson. Now a 2-0 count. And James Hankerson Jr. at the plate. I mean, this is not a guy that you want to face trying to get back on track. And if you were Schultz, you were really hoping to take care of the top three, at least two of those top three, but instead all three have reached one of them on an error as the 2-0 count misses for ball number three. Now 3-0. Reese McCarthy reached on the error on a grounder over towards third. He currently stands on second base after the single from Chambeau. 3-0 count, and Schultz has to locate. Brings the pitch home and clips the lower outside corner for strike number one. So able to get the strike there. It's a 3-1 count. And I mentioned Schultz has really performed well at home so far, not off to the start that he was hoping for. But he's had some good stuff this year. A 3.24 ERA at home and a 3-1 count. Misses low for ball number four. And that is now the bases loaded for the Dock Spiders. Not the start to the game that Schultz was hoping for, and so he'll have to work through this. Already one run across for the Dock Spiders in the top of the first inning. And it brings up Jonathan Fitz to the plate. Fitz, I mentioned the Dock Spiders had some strong hitting catchers, and Jonathan Fitz, one of those guys, although he's playing first base today. First pitch on the way. Hits the inside half of the plate for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Fitz from the University of San Diego this season batting .263. It's dropped a little bit from earlier in the season. Got 19 RBIs. Looking to reach 20. Could do it on this plate appearance. That one inside called for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And all that he has to do is draw a walk in order to pick up that 20th RBI. Bases are loaded with nobody out, and Fitz swings and misses. Now a 1-2 count, so Schultz looking for his first batter retired. And this season, Schultz has had some stretches where he's been able to get out every batter, and then stretches where he's really struggled to record outs. And trying to avoid the latter as he gets a foul ball from Fitz. Now a 1-2 count. Taylor Freeman is on deck, and Freeman's somebody who you're looking to get to. He's had a big game or two against the Rafters this season. Remember one where he was triple shy of the cycle and then decided to double again. 1-2 the count. Schultz brings the leg up and fires home. Outside, not called for a strike, just misses away. And now a 2-2 count. Fitz is fighting up at the plate. And Fitz taking a look at his numbers this season. Already mentioned that he is batting .263 on the year. His OPS .770 as he's reached base at .389 as this one is hit out towards right center field on the run. And Lindsey won't get there. It's over his head off the warning track. Fitz is into second. Now rounding third and coming home to score. It will be a 2-RBI double for Jonathan Fitz. It's 3-0. Fond du Lac in the top of the first. Not able to clear the bases quite with that one because Hankerson had to hold up just a little bit to make sure that it wasn't caught. But it wasn't, and with that, a mound visit coming here from Rafters pitching coach Manny Silva. And Silva was not hoping to get out to the mound this quickly in the home finale. Trying for the storybook ending to the season for Kenny Schultz, but not getting the last chapter that he wanted. And sometimes novels don't have good endings, but they can still be a great book. That's what you're looking for from Kenny Schultz, though. We would love to see the happy ending. A guy who started as a press box intern here with the Rafters, just wanted to get some experience working at baseball and working right next to me on the music and mixing in, helping around with the PA and with some scoring as well. But then he saw his opportunity, a collegiate pitcher for nearby UWSP these past two seasons, and wanted to get an opportunity. He threw a bullpen session with Ziggy, and the Rafters manager decided, hey, you know what, we could use that. Signed him to a contract. First pitch to Taylor Freeman here now. Misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. He's got runners on second and third and nobody out in the top of the first, and time taken as Schultz will step off of the mound. At first pitch, the weather here in Wisconsin Rapids, 79 degrees and mostly cloudy, as the pitch on the way home is going to be called for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count. And along with that, wind blowing at 7 miles an hour with 12 mile an hour gusts out of the south-southeast. Pitch on the way is lined over to third and out of the air. They doubled him up. Oh, yeah, Peyton Bryant raced over to the bag at third and was able to double up James Hankerson Jr. So he is retired for a double play, as there's now two outs and a runner on second base here in the top of the first. What a play by Peyton Bryant, trying to make up for the error that he had earlier in the inning. And it brings up to the plate Dawson Schmidt, the right-handed hitter, who takes the first pitch outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. On second, it's Jonathan Fitz. And Dawson Schmidt up at the plate, batting 188 on the season, trying to turn it around. A guy who comes from St. Norbert College. That pitch outside for ball number two, 2-0 the count. And Schmidt, the seventh batter in the order for the Dock Spiders, hoping to follow up with a strong contact hit, but the pitch from Schultz misses low for ball number three, a 3-0 count, not able to fight back the way that he was hoping for. And so Schultz now working from behind, 3-0 the count. Hunky is on deck. And the pitch coming home, it is high for ball number four, and a four-pitch walk to Dawson Schmidt is the second walk issued by Kenny Schultz, and a guy that is usually very strong with keeping the walks down to a minimum, today has not been as accurate. And now he faces Camden Kunkey with runners on first and second and two outs in the top of the first. 3-0, the Dock Spiders lead. First pitch fouled away. 0-1 the count. And Kunkey, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Dock Spiders. It's a lefty or a righty-lefty matchup between him and Schultz. Schultz looks back to second, now fires home and fouled away. It's an 0-2 count. Jalen Gellings is on deck, and he's the nine-hole batter for the Dock Spiders. So they've certainly batted well this inning, trying to bat around. They have an opportunity to do so, but going to have to work with Camden Kunkey down 0-2 in the count. Schultz trying to finish this inning without allowing more than the three runs he's already let up. On second base, it's Jonathan Fitz. On first, it's Dawson Schmidt. Schultz brings the pitch home, and another foul ball. Kunkey stays alive. Still 0-2 the count. And Kunkey out of UW-Milwaukee. Limited time this season, but batting 270. He's got just two RBIs. A single to the outfield could potentially bring home Jonathan Fitz, although Fitz, not the speedster that you can see on the bases for the Dock Spiders. Swing and a foul tip, but not picked up behind the plate by the Rafters catcher, Lachlan Maud. And with that, it remains two strikes in the count. And Lachlan Maud really needed behind the plate there, although Schultz has been a lot more locked in with the location on this plate appearance. Hoping to finish off Kunkey. He looks back to second, fires home. It's outside for ball number one, and now a 1-2 count. You can't let that get to you. It was a great pitch from Kenny Schultz, and he's got to use that as momentum, saying, hey, I know I can finish this guy. Can't let it get to your head that, oh, man, I have to throw another pitch. And in this one, Kenny Schultz already up to 32 pitches. Pitch number 33 on the way. This one's laced to the left side of the infield and sneaks on through into left. But Fitz will stay at third base. Great throw coming in from Jake Beauchesne. But either way, the bases are now loaded with two outs in the top of the first. And another hit for them. It's the fourth hit of the inning. Three of them singles, one of them doubles. And the Dockspiders have also drawn two walks and reached on one error. They lead it 3-0 in the top of the first. And Kenny Schultz facing the nine-hole batter. At the plate, it's the right-handed hitting third baseman, Jalen Gellings. First pitch outside for ball number one. And with that, the next pitch is number 35. And with pitch number 35 coming up next, that means that he will not be able to return to the mound for the second inning. 1-0 the count coming home and in there for a strike, but Kenny Schultz not going to be able to return for the second inning of action. So the bullpen going to have to get loose for the Rafters. We'll see who Ziggy and Manny Silva turn to. Grounded to the left side of the infield, picked up at third. Bryant's going to have a tough throw to first and just got him. Goes 5-3 on the putout to take care of Jalen Gellings. And that will do it for the first inning. But three runs come across for the Dockspiders. They score those three runs on four hits. There was one error, and there were three left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's 3-0 Dockspiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Pencils, check. Notebooks, check. Gym shoes, check. Safeway to and from practice? Back to school shopping for your teenager can be fun, but wondering how they'll get to practice when you're at work is not. Drive down to 8th Street Auto and find them a reliable and affordable set of wheels. Let the team help you through the pros and cons and needs of your driver so you can sleep better at night. 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids is here for the family and wants to help keep your young driver safe. Call or stop by today.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Noah Chubb is on the mound for the Dockspiders and taking on the leadoff man for the Rafters. It's River Lindsay into the batter's box. And Lindsay, a left-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters today. He's got a 2-2 count. As Lindsay takes on Chubb, sends a grounder up the middle over towards second base. Picked up, the throw to first is in time, and it's a 4-3 putout to take care of River Lindsay for out number One up, one down in the first inning for Noah Chubb, the starter for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, and hoping for him to keep things rolling along. Chubb will be throwing with his man Quinn Chambeau behind the plate. Chambeau, his battery duo, the first pitch to Hiroto Kobayashi now, misses high and tight for ball number one, and Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup between him and Chubb as the next pitch misses again for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Kobayashi trying to continue to reach multiple times. He sends a high fly ball out toward shallow left center field, and the center fielder running up on it, Freeman, makes the catch, and that is out number two. Two up, two down in the first inning for Noah Chubb, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic to the plate with the bases empty and two outs in the bottom of the first. The Rafters trail it 3-0 in the bottom of the first after the offense got hot early for the Dock Spiders, and not the start for Kenny Schultz that he was hoping for. And so we'll see who the Rafters turn to. It looks like Ashton Poole is warming up in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids as the first pitch to Arusovic in there for a strike. 0-1 the count, and we'll see if Poole comes into the game as this pitch misses low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Poole has been used quite a lot as of late for the Rafters. He had been used in back-to-back games just a couple days ago as that one on the 1-1 count hits the plate for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Arusovic back at second base, left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup, and he reaches out the bat and makes contact with the pitch to stay alive. So still 1-2 the count. Arusovic going to be followed by Landon Gaz, Jake Beauchesne, and Peyton Bryant batting 4-6. So interesting to see Jake Beauchesne in the 5-hole as the pitch on the way to Arusovic misses for ball number two. Now a 2-2 count, and trying to hand it off to the cleanup man, Landon Gads, who was red hot yesterday with a pair of home runs. 2-2 count, though, gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three, and that takes care of the Rafters in the first inning. The Rafters, no runs on no hits. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We go to the second. It's 3-0 Dock Spiders on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFH.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
see
me,
going in James, like sticking James, boxes of
yes,
mozzarella.
James, you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turned into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Into the third inning we go. It's the top of the third, or sorry, the second inning. Man, not the third yet. Top of the second inning. It is 3-0. The Dock Spiders lead as Tommy Guggins, who led off the first, he's back up to bat, but against a new pitcher for the Rafters as Ashton Poole comes into the game to take over for Kenny Schultz. Not the first inning that Schultz was hoping for. Of course, not able to return to the game after going over 35 pitches in the first inning. So forced to make a turn to the bullpen early and not what the Rafters were hoping for. So final line for Kenny Schultz. He goes one inning, allows three runs. Two were earned on four hits. He issues two walks and does not strike out a batter. Ashton Poole now into the game. He'll take on Tommy Guggins. First pitch on the way home. Misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Schultz did not hit a batter with a pitch. He did not balk, had no wild pitches, faced nine batters on 36 pitches before handing it off to Poole. Righty-righty matchup, so you switch handedness here as Poole, a righty, takes over for Kenny Schultz. Now a 2-0 count to Guggins. Guggins, the shortstop for the Dockspiders, led off the first inning with a 1-2 count single. 2-0 count, misses outside, now 3-0, and Guggins has bat pretty well against the Rafters this season, and